This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to Netflix and its competition versus the local film festival. Cannes and Sundance, sure, but there are a burgeoning number of local and regional film festivals that are running into a new challenge. Big internet video streaming companies are buying up video-on-demand distribution rights. Gigi Duban explains.
It's opening night here at the Alabama Theater, and hundreds of people are streaming in for Birmingham's annual Sidewalk Film Festival.
Happy Sidewalk. Take a ballot and a pencil. The downstairs seating is pretty much full, guys. Please try to sit upstairs in the balconies if you can.
Not every sought-after film will show. For months leading up to this night, festival programmers quietly negotiated with film distributors. But with companies like Netflix and Amazon jumping into indie films, getting the rights to screen a film can be hard. Rachel Morgan, programmer at Sidewalk Film Fest, says when she approached one company with online distribution rights about screening a film, she couldn't get a straight answer.
Well, first I was told there was interest, and then all of a sudden I was told no.
Sometimes she can't even get someone on the phone. Morgan says screening at regional festivals isn't a priority for a lot of the big video-on-demand distributors.
A lot of distributors are thinking exactly that. Like, what does it matter to me if we pay, you know, you're going to pay us $200 to screen this film, or, you know, even $1,000. We can put it on VOD and have this massive audience.
Melody Sisk is a producer whose films have screened at Sidewalk and many other festivals and landed distribution deals.
Of course, everyone needs and wants distribution.
But Sisk says the audience connection at festivals is important, too. Still, she says there have been festivals where one of her films couldn't screen at all. The distributor, she says, became a wall.
So we lost huge portions of the country that would have been excited about our film.
Eric Childress is producer and programmer for the Chicago Critics Film Festival. He says festival programmers and distributors kind of want the same thing.
It's that fine line between having exclusivity and making getting the most out of a film that you possibly can, particularly on the financial side.
Most agree that a film needs both. Festivals are like free advertising, and that generates buzz for when the film does make its online debut. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.